Many Alaskans are calling for the repeal of last year's criminal justice overhaul. Others want the law to be given more time. The legislature is trying to follow a middle path, which may leave many dissatisfied. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on public testimony on a proposed bill.
Alaskans disturbed about rising crime are focusing their anger on a law passed more than a year ago, Senate Bill 91. The law was the subject of intense testimony on Tuesday night. Sherry Miller from Eagle River says she's concerned the law will repeatedly require her family to confront David Joseph Thomas. He killed her daughter, Linda Bauer, 3 years ago.
If he is denied parole, this murderer gets an automatic parole hearing every 2 years until granted. This means that me and my family have to endure this monster and horror of her murder every 2 years until parole is granted.
Most people who spoke during more than 3 hours of public testimony expressed concern about Senate Bill 91. Anchorage resident Leonard Martin says his cousin Gregory Gill was killed in September by a man who had committed earlier offenses. Martin says these offenses should have led to tougher penalties than the new law allows.
I urge you to repeal SB 91 and take SB 54 off the table until we can put facilities in place to do the treatment and the rehabilitation. You got the cart ahead of the horse on this, guys.
But while lawmakers are looking to make changes to SB 91, the majority are unlikely to support the repeal of the law. Instead, the debate is focusing on Senate Bill 54, a measure that would make limited changes to the law. It would increase the penalties for those who commit Class C felonies and petty thefts, as well as those who violate their conditions of release. Some members of the public are cautioning lawmakers against acting too quickly to reverse Senate Bill 91. They say the reductions in jail time under the law are providing savings that will fund treatment and other services for offenders. They say these services will reduce the number of repeat offenders. Ketchikan resident Christine Fury says she struggled with addiction and that substance abuse led to the early deaths of her sister and her best friend. She says she doesn't want to see the law repealed.
It's like you guys are dangling a way out in front of our faces just to rip it away without giving us a chance, without giving the people that have supported these bills a chance.
And police chiefs who spoke during the hearing supported passing SB 54. Soldotna Police Chief Peter Mlynarek says the legislature should take several steps to support police. He says it should begin by passing SB 54 and increasing funding for public safety. Then it should take more actions.
Fulfill the promises of SB 91, so fund drug and alcohol rehabilitation programs. Place statutory limitation on releasing repeat offenders on their own recognizance. Restore the bail schedule and enable courts to sanction those who pay fines and restitution.
The House Judiciary Committee debated amendments to Senate Bill 54 today. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.